then I kissed her. But first she kissed me or something. Actually, the order was the Crystals first, produced by good old Phil Spector. Maybe their greatest record. And then the answer song by the Beach Boys, and I kissed her. At a pajama party was a man who went by the name of Bobby Petrick Jr. Actually, he was 12 years old when he recorded that in 1959. His name is now Robert John, and he's had a few million sellers, I believe. That's on the new independent Stardust label out of Hamilton. And sometimes good guys don't wear white, but not all the time. One of the great punk groups from the 60s, the Standell. All right, you know what we're going to do now? As soon as you hear it, you'll know, right? A little double play. Pay attention to song one, and pay special attention to song two. This is for my buddy Bill Nagy, over at Nagy's Independent Garage, working away on Saturday. All right, sounds like a pretty simple little straightforward thing there. That group, that's the group that California Sun and Little Donna, Rockin' Robin, that's Let's Have a Party. But you listen to the organist down there, and you listen to the Dire Straits, and you all know that they spend a lot of time, especially that organ player, listening to Riviera's records. And I guarantee the organ player with Dire Straits has a Riviera's album, because if you listen to California Sun, and there's a record they had last year, it's the same riff. So anyway, they didn't get it from Sir Douglas. They got it from the Rivieras. Hey! All right, here's Chuck Berry and his greatest from 1958. This is the story of Carol.
Oh, Carol. Don't let it steal your heart away.
All right, pretty hard to beat that. That's the Walker Brothers, who were not really Walker Brothers at all. They went to England and made their fame and fortune there and managed to have some American hits as well. My Ship Is Coming In was another one of the great hits, and Make It Easy on Yourself, the Jerry Butler thing they brought back. By that, it's certainly a song that will go down in history. Sun Ain't Gonna Shine, Let's Go was by the Routers, which was just re-released by Warner Brothers, so you can pick that one up. And Carol, 1958, for Carol in Guelph, and of course is the one and only Chuck Berry. Now, this record, Rockin' My Life Away, is something else. We're going to play that. And then George Klein, actually, The Return of Jerry Lee is one of those famous break-in records. It was on the flip side of Louis Boogie. And apparently the fellas at Sun Records put this all together, and they asked George Klein to do the announcing part. They put it out as a joke. The radio station said, hey, put something on the other side too, so they put the Louis Boogie on the other side. And so down south, they played The Return of Jerry Lee. Now, this came out when Jerry Lee was involved in the scandal, when he married his 13-year-old cousin, and he was thrown out of England, and this is supposed to be an interview with Jerry Lee at that time. If you're looking for it, I don't think it's on any of the albums, but it is on the flip side of the single, The Louis Boogie. All right? Okay, here's some Jerry Lee for you. This is FM 108. My name is Norman B., sitting in for Bert and Wolfman today. Hey, Wolfman, deep six, baby. He's not ready.
1425 and 4098, I put a rock and roll party on my last birthday, but it's good. I'm rocking my life away.
That's Teddy Randazzo in The Way of a Clown, a song that's been done many times, but that is the original. He's the man who did Big Wide World We Live In, and he was the lead singer of The Chuckles, the three Chuckles that you see in The Girl Can't Help It, and Rock Around the Clock. Cinnamon, cinnamon. Teddy Randazzo, he's still around, too. He's a cool guy. He was also the lead in some Alan Freed motion pictures. He brothered B. Wildered in one of them. What was it, Rock, Rock, Rock? Well, I don't know. Anyway, he's ready, Teddy R., and that's The Way of a Clown. Strain of My Heart, that's a real Southern rhythm and blues. That's the stuff that we R&B fans used to listen to and used to try and find. That's the original underground music, and it's a little different from the Motown and the Memphis and stuff. It's a little deeper, you know. It's really got it. That's the kind of stuff you either like or you don't, and I like it, so I played it.
Hi, this is Junior Walker on FM 108. Don't touch that dial. If you like good music, keep on listening.
The Senior Rocker, Junior Walker. I mean, he's like the records. He's jumping and shouting and blowing his top, baby. All right, there's Johnny Preston and a song called Feel So Fine. And we heard Nini Nana Nana Nunu by Dickie doing the don'ts. And wow, Shaking Finger Pop by Junior Walker. And coming up.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Spector, listening to FM 108 with Norman B. I call him the B.
Maybe when we break up from a club,